This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Super Bowl is over. Finally, the Eagles won. I didn't watch a minute of it. I know you're going, Kevin, that game was played days ago. I get it. But there's still more to it, see? Because three of the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, the championship team, don't want to go to the White House. You want to know what color these kids are, these Eagles? These stellar athletes? These kids that supposedly play a sport that's built on a meritocracy? They're black. Since when was this a punishment to the president that says, I'm going to not go to the White House? I told you guys, if I were in the military and they wanted a Barack Obama to pin a medal on me, I would tell him, no, thank you. He said, Kevin, you could be court-martialed. Okay, fine. Court-martial somebody getting a Medal of Honor. See how that plays politically. I wouldn't go. But if I were an athlete and my team won whatever, and I got to go to the White House to meet Obama, I'd go do my photo op. I wouldn't shake his hand. I would just, he'd be like, hey, it's nice to meet everybody. Yeah, get it up to do the photo op. I'm part of the team. And that would be that. I wouldn't disrespect the office in that way because, you know, you play a sport. You may never get back to the White House. I mean, I'm just saying, if I was an athlete, I almost said dumb athlete because most of these, you know, most of them are dumb. Certainly the football players are. And you say, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? They are. I think it's something, it's a crazy number. I'm just going to go out and tell you. It's at least 75% of blacks that leave the NFL are poor within like 5 years. Now, I don't have the actual numbers, but it's something like that. Google it. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Google it. Google it. So that's stupid. That's stupidity. How can you make that kind of money, even if it was league minimum, 500 grand? You know, if you 500 grand may seem like a lot of money, it's not a lot of money. So if you live correctly on $500,000 a year, if you played, you played three years at league minimum. You play 2 years at league minimum a year, then you get bumped up. You're probably averaging $2-3 million a year. How could you go broke in 5 years after you leave the league? The only way you do that is if you're stupid. And, of course, most of them are. Why? Because they're products of public education.
Oh, Kevin, they're college kids.
Yeah, right. If you go, they got a college section called Negro grade, you know, Negro classes. They're just stupid classes. And here's the sad part. White boys take them, too. They graduate, and they're like, well, I didn't make it to the NFL, so now what? I got this degree in health something or another that has nothing. Nobody wants them. They don't even have enough sense to be coaches. I'm just saying. They're stupid. So, does it surprise you that I tell you that these young blacks that don't want to go meet the President of the United States to hang out in the White House for some time understand a whole different lifestyle than they've ever seen in their lives? They don't want to open their minds up to that. Why? Because they got a philosophical issue with the president who would dare say, I don't believe in your Black Lives Matter kneeling nonsense. That's a protest for Colin Kaepernick. How do you think this is going to play long term for their when they get out of the NFL? You think people aren't going to remember it? You think people, oh, they stood firm. It's going so great for Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, he made a $20,000 donation to somebody like a radical lady again. He'd already given money to him, but if he did it again, I thought it was the same story. But if it's a different story, congratulations to him. Watching in a year how much money Colin Kaepernick is donating to charity. Let's see how well his career tracks. Because Colin Kaepernick had a contract making $100-something million over 3 years. Let's see how he does as a social justice warrior. Don't want to go to the White House. Donald Trump said this. We've already created nearly 2.6 jobs since the election, including more than 200,000 new manufacturing jobs alone. We're bringing back those four magnificent words, made in the USA. And the Eagles, Black Eagles, don't want to go to the White House for a man who's got unemployment at the lowest level for blacks in history, gave more money to historically black colleges and universities than Obama did, triple, in fact, more money to historically black colleges and universities when he should have just abandoned them, let them implode on their own, but he didn't. A man who's proven that he's more spiritual than Obama could even think to be, something that blacks claim that they, you know, embrace is our spirituality. And these knuckleheads don't want to go to the White House. I don't want to be seen with no Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because they don't get street cred. If they're seen with Trump, black people back home, and man, I can't believe you went to the White House. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of black folks on those Philadelphia Eagle team, and they're going to the White House. Three black holdouts. If I were the Eagles, I'd trade their sorry butts. Holdouts. Don't even know why. Holdouts on a lie. Let me tell you something. You mark my words. These guys, oh, by the way, what else did Trump do for black people? We forget. He freed two black dudes who were shoplifting in China. Now, I'll tell you something, and you know already that this is a fact. If those kids were under a Barack Obama presidency, they'd still be in China. And after freeing these kids, the father has the nerve to say, I could have done it. Doesn't want to credit Donald Trump. Black folks have forgotten it, like it didn't even exist. It's ridiculous, folks. And then they wonder why the NFL suffers. And you think I'm going to watch the NFL? I'm not watching another down of NFL football. Didn't miss it this time. I ain't going to miss it later. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. There was a thing where Trump went into a manufacturing plant and he spoke. And I loved it because he called out the Democrats. He says, we got them, scoundrels. And he talked about them. I want to talk about that. I absolutely do. Another thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about this idea that Donald Trump shouldn't meet with Robert Mueller. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll get into some more tweets. And anyway, well, I was going to talk about this manufacturing plant. People were talking about how they're going to use their tax cuts. And I think it's great because Donald Trump is showing he's in touch with the little guy. What they want to do with that money, why that money is so significant, no matter how small it may appear to us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For leftists, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you're a leftist listening to the program in this segment, you're going to be like, ooh, look at there, Kevin Jackson. What's up now, brother man? Huh? What's Kevin Jackson talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show? How's he about to refute what he's already been talking about? Mr. Pro-Trump black man? Sell out, step and fetch it, Negro? Rush Limbaugh wannabe? What's he talking about? I'm talking about the trade deficit. 844-551-8255. If you leftists want to rub it in, what I'm about to say. See, because the trade deficit grew. There it is. Rip the Band-Aid off. But see, I'm not in any pain. You should be wondering, why is Kevin in no pain? He's talking about the trade deficit. It's gone up. And I warned everybody. I said, look, the thing about trade, you can't stop trade on a dime. Trade is one of those deals you inherited first. Now, what did Trump do to alleviate trade initially? He got a big deal on beef. That's going to now be shipped to China. And the first orders came in four or five months after the deal was done. That's how long it took. And it's going to be just an initial piece, at first, because The people that have to go into these markets and sell and negotiate the deals, that doesn't move on a dime. Nor does somebody place billions of dollars of beef orders, nor can we fulfill them that quickly. See, that's what's called manufacturing whip. Now you go, what are you talking about manufacturing? Manufacturing. See, cattle is a manufacturing business. Cows get impregnated by bulls. They have calves. Calves have to grow up. Calves grow up. They go to slaughter. Then they go. Then they're shipped out. It takes a while. You know, if you have a calf today, he's not ready for market for months. They got to get to a certain weight, a certain size. And again, that's manufacturing. And so WIP is work in process, meaning they've already got markets to serve. These companies have already planned on, this is how much beef I'm going to need for this period of time. They don't want to overcattle because then they got to feed them. So you try to plan the market for what the demand is. So they're just starting to understand the demand of the Chinese market. It isn't like it just happens overnight. So from the moment they announced it, it was months before they could allocate a certain amount of cattle, beef, that could get shipped to China. But it's starting to ship. Trump went there a few months ago. He got 183 new products that can be sold to China. I told you guys, I said, look, you can't move this on a dime. These people now who've never had the Chinese market, you know, been able to sell in the Chinese market, now got to staff up. They got to put offices over there. They got to find Chinese-speaking salespeople. So what they tend to do is they'll send somebody over, a Gaijiang, you know, a white dude, and that person will go over and then negotiate, you know, find people that understand the business and can cut through the red tape, pardon the pun, of the red China, and then they start selling product. But you're talking about months of setup and getting things going. And then you only get a little bit because, as I said, the manufacturers already have other markets. They're not set up to just suddenly have access to a new 100,000 clients or 100 million clients. They're set up to do the business that they've been doing. So they have to add to the manufacturing facilities and so on and so forth. But when they do that, and then they've got the sales force in place, they now can start working on supply chain. Let's start getting the orders, manufacturing, storing a certain number of orders, and shipping a certain number of orders. And that's always a delay. So Donald Trump's trade deficit grew. They said it's the highest since 2008, despite Donald Trump's repeated promises to reduce the size of the deficit. If Donald Trump inherited anything besides cop killings and school shootings, a bad economy, a terrible foreign policy, and a bunch of other stuff, he certainly inherited Barack Obama's trade deficit. TPP, NAFTA, and a host of others that were horribly negotiated. So they want to make it look like Donald Trump's an idiot. It's gone up. The trade deficit grew by 12.1%. I love this part. Soaring to $566 billion, the highest since it hit, get this, $708.7 billion in 2008. The Department of Commerce revealed this on Tuesday. The trade gap widened, growing 5.3%, this is in December, to $53.1 billion. Now, let me explain why it grew in December to $53.1 billion. If you haven't figured it out, I'll help you. It's called the holiday season. And we had one of the most brisk holiday seasons that we've had since the previous year. And that we've had in a decade. And so we don't have the manufacturing capacity. We don't make a bunch of TVs and electronics and a bunch of the crap that got bought. So guess what? China, South Korea, and Japan, they fill that void. And that's the reason why Donald Trump created such a robust economy. We actually had to increase our trade deficit in order to meet supply and demand. Now, if you believe that Donald Trump is stupid enough that he's going to leave it that way, then carry on. my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest and don't you cry no more. But let me just tell you, it won't stay that way. You're going to watch the trade deficit slowly begin to drop. And where has it started? It started with washing machines, lumber, beef. We're going to start exporting more products, and you're going to watch it go down. I don't know what it will go down to. It may go down to a couple hundred million dollars, billion dollars, rather, over the next couple of years. But it will go down. They said the U.S. imported numerous foreign-made goods in 2017, many of which were produced in China. The trade gap with China, a country Trump criticized repeatedly on the campaign for its unfair trade practices, surged to a record-breaking $375 billion. It was around 356, if I'm not mistaken. Imports from Mexico hit a new high. Why? Because part of NAFTA, a lot of the manufacturing that's done over there, is through the maquiladoras, which are what we've set up, and that product had to come in as well to handle the holiday rush. But watch it next year. See, don't fret, folks. The left, they love to celebrate this. The trade deficit grew. Look at how bad Donald Trump is. He's an idiot. He is no idiot. Donald Trump is one of the most shrewdest business people you've ever met. And I'm telling you right now, I'm willing to eat these words. That's why I started out by saying, hey, good news for you leftists. The trade deficit went up. If they really believe that, if they don't sense the sarcasm, then shame on them. Because I'm going to tell you, when I come back and give you the numbers in a year, you're not going to be happy about them, leftists. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A lot of people, we're talking about trouble today. And there is a saying that the trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. And I talk about this a lot with how people raise their kids. You know, kid will say, look, mom, look. And they'll bend over and pick something up. And the parent will be like, oh, look at you. You're so amazing. Yeah, just, you know, if you're smart, you'll say, boy, stop. Who cares? You're going to be picking stuff up for the rest of your life. Don't even bother me to look at that kind of nonsense. And it's tough love, but you're telling your kid, when you tell me to look, it needs to be something significant. But I think about that in the context of a couple of people. The first one is John McCain. I ask this question a lot. What would make John McCain constantly just go again? He's a Republican, theoretically, but he's always looking for praise from the other side. And here's my guess. When he gets elected, he pretends to be a Republican. He gets elected, so he says, okay, I can abandon them. Now I'm going to win over this other side. And when I win them over, it's going to make everybody else see that I'm a good guy. And on my other side, they will soften towards me, and then I'll have everybody will love me. That's the complex. Everybody's going to love me. And I always get curious about people that want this adulation from everybody. What is it about that? I mean, look, I've done stand-up, I've done, you know, radio, TV, etc. It feels good when people go, that's good stuff. Let me tell you, the best thing that happens to you is when somebody goes, that's not funny. That's not good. Nah. If you're preparing for a set and everybody's just like, you're the bomb, you're the bomb. You're going to go out there and you're going to be the bomb because you're going to bomb. What is the problem with telling somebody, hey, that dress does make you look fat? You ask. You know, it's weird to me that we live in this age where people need to look. I'm not telling you you want people beating up on you all the time, but when somebody says, you know, what's my sense of fashion? You go, you don't have a sense of fashion. You go, what? I feel like I dress good. No, you don't. You don't dress well. And you know what? So if somebody tells you that and then you go and you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Google what's fashionable, and I'm going to start building my wardrobe. And then they go to work versus just saying, yeah, hey, man, it's your own personal style. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you go do your thing, girlfriend. Why would you do that? Why don't you challenge people to improve, to be better? And I'm not saying maybe somebody is going to set a fashion trend. You could say this. Look. It's not my taste. There are things that I think you'd look better in that would be more the norm. But if you want to set a fashion trend, go for it. See how it works. But don't blow smoke up their dress, you know, making them feel like, oh, okay, this is going to be the next best thing. Be realistic. People want that. Most of us would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Criticism will save you. And there are times when you can go against the grain. When I first spoke, I was advised. I went through the speech. I kind of prepped it. And I was advised, I don't know that I would say that. And I remember thinking about the line that I was going to say. And I left it in. And it was a big hit. And I left it in because my gut feel knew it was a big hit. Now, the person who was listening to the line was listening to it objectively and was, you know, of a different personality and said, I would remove that. But I knew my personality, my ability to deliver it and what I perceived to be the audience. And I left it in and it went really well. And sometimes you can go against it. But criticism is good. Having somebody check you is good. Believe it or not, I've had many women say to me, I don't like a guy who just lets me go my way. I like a guy that will check me every now and then. Like, oh, what? What did you just say to me? You know, or no, we're not doing that. Things like that. Gives me that bit of, you know, in music, you call it dissonance. Two notes side by side, they sound like, you know, it doesn't sound good just when you play them together. When you put them in a chord, it is a really beautiful, rich melody. Why am I saying all this? Because John McCain's that way. But Hillary Clinton is worse. Not in the sense of wanting to reach across the aisle. She's worse in the sense that she's so convoluted in who she is. It's the strangest thing. The guy, the Bradford file, he tweeted this. Hillary Clinton, quote, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. And I thought to myself, does she even realize what she said? It is a contradiction. I take responsibility for every decision that I made, which led to the loss. But she says, but that's not why I lost. The decisions she made are not why she lost. Now, here's what's interesting to me about this, because I don't know the psychology of it, but I find it very interesting that a woman who from the very beginning was ordained to be the next president of the United States. And here's why I say that. They orchestrated to limit the number of choices. The only person I can even remember besides Bernie Sanders was Martin O'Malley. And on paper, O'Malley might have been the better candidate. 50 plus years old, young guy, good looking guy, former governor of Maryland, I believe. He's got the pedigree. Bernie Sanders is the one who actually should have won it based on what we know now. But let's look at what happens for the Hillary Clinton saying, that's not why I lost. She, in conjunction with the DNC, strategized. They wrote the rules in such a way that they got limited numbers of people who would run against her. Nobodies, relative nobodies. She stacked the deck with a crazy old 70-year-old socialist, 70-plus-year-old socialist, and a guy who had as much, you know, O'Malley, for all his things that were positive about him, was you just couldn't listen to him. He was terrible as a candidate. So she was supposed to just walk through that. They orchestrated to get Donald Trump as her candidate. But back to Sanders. She then strategizes. When it gets tough, she has to strategize with the DNC in order to beat Bernie Sanders. And they did it. They were complicit. So Hillary Clinton, it's ordained. She gets into the battle that she's supposed to just walk right through. She doesn't walk right through it. The DNC then says, we'll step in and we'll grease the skids for you. Then she says, let's handpick who we want. So they handpicked Donald Trump. They handpicked him. As much as Donald Trump was responsible in many ways himself, Hillary Clinton orchestrated. I'm telling you, for people that want to say, Kevin, this is about Trump. The Democrats did their very best and they orchestrated for Trump to win, and they got exactly what they wanted. When they got what they wanted, they started building the fake Russian narrative. This was when they started questioning their what was going to happen. They started building the fake narrative. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton then gets the support and the help of the President of the United States, who then uses the FBI, the FISA courts, the Department of Justice, etc., to intervene. Now, keep in mind, during this period, what's going on with Hillary Clinton? She's embroiled in an investigation around her emails and the lies around the Clinton Foundation and collusion between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation and a host of other things. Uranium One was there, but it wasn't being mentioned. She had her server hidden down in the basement of her home, basement bathroom closet, had hired a separate IT person, and on and on. You remember this investigation, right? They then get the FBI to work with Hillary Clinton to exonerate her. That same FBI then says, we not only need to exonerate her, we need to make sure that Donald Trump never sees the light of day in terms of being a president and who knows what else. So they decide they're going to collude against Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton says, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. Hillary Clinton was not supposed to lose, period. I'm trying to figure out why she says this. The only thing I can figure is she's saying, I made sure we dotted every I, crossed every T. I did every crooked thing I could do on the planet. And that's the reason. And I lost because somebody dropped the ball. I was supposed to win. It doesn't matter what my decisions were. I made all the right decisions. I bought the DNC. I made sure Barack Obama weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice. Remember the tarmac meeting? We talked about it earlier. Hillary Clinton got her husband to commandeer the Department of Justice leader at the time, Attorney General Lynch, to promise her probably this SCOTUS position. That's the theory. She lined everything up. So where did the ball get dropped? I don't know. But you got to question the pathology of a woman who can't admit that she lost against all odds. She was not supposed to lose. That has to be the most embarrassing thing that the Democrats have ever done.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good evening, I'm Shannon Bremen for Brett Baer tonight. We begin with a new warning from President Trump. He says he's perfectly willing to let the government shut down again if his border security plans are not accepted. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off tonight. Good evening, John.
Shannon, good evening to you. With the clock ticking down to the March 5th deadline to get something done on the Dreamers and the government set to run out of money again on Thursday evening, the president appeared to roll those two things together into a threat that seemed to take everyone in Washington by surprise. Chairing a meeting on strategy to confront the notorious Hispanic gang, MS-13, President Trump threw a bomb into talks on a budget deal, saying if he can't get an agreement on immigration reform, he's happy to have another government shutdown.
I would shut it down over this issue. If we don't straighten out our border, we don't have a country. Without borders, we don't have a country. So would I shut it down over this issue? Yes. I can't speak for our great representatives here, but I have a feeling they may agree with me.
The threat came straight out of left field. Democrats have been talking about insisting a DACA deal be in place before moving ahead with a two-year budget, but on the idea of another shutdown, the president found himself an army of one.
speaks for itself. We had one Trump shutdown. Nobody wants another, maybe except him.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly today warned Democrats time is running out to get a deal on DACA and immigration reform, that the president is not likely to extend the deadline past March 5th, despite what the president said in Davos just 12 days ago.
We'll get it solved. And if we need a little more time, we'll take a little more time. I want to get the problem solved correctly.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love this. I love this story for so many reasons. So many reasons. One, the government shutdown. Trump says, I don't care about shutting down the government. It does nothing. Shut it down. What confidence? Everybody's always talking about a government shutdown as if it's the end of the world. No, it isn't. It's the best thing that can happen to government. All the critical things still happen. It shows you who's worthless in government. So shut it down. And shut it down on principle. And quite frankly, if it is going to have a negative impact on anybody, you know who it negatively impacts? It negatively impacts the Democrats. Trump is saying, look, we've been kicking the can down the road on immigration. Every president before me has talked about addressing it. Reagan did it. He did it wrong because he got tricked by the Democrats. And then we ended up with millions of voters for Democrats. Millions. Trump saying, let's go for it. No, I'm happy to do this. But here's the deal. We're going to do it my way. We're going to close the loopholes. You're not going to get any more voters. And then we're going to do it in such a way, and I think this is really slick, where these people are going to go through the system. Not this come in, just speak Spanish or Latvian or Polish or whatever. No, you're going to learn English. You're going to learn how the government works. You're going to learn how crooked these Democrats are. And oh, by the way, I'm going to get credit. The Republicans are going to get credit for being the people who made it happen. This is freaking genius. Now, the way that Fox reported it is interesting. Clock is ticking down on government funding. The president combined DACA with the government shutdown. But here's what he did that was really slick. He used the backdrop of getting MS-13 out of the country. How, guys, do you understand the optics of this? He's saying, we got all these bad gangbangers here. I'm going to get them out. I'm trying to help these kids that you claim you want to help. So I'm going to build a fence that's going to keep these gangbangers out. I'm going to do things that keep the bad guys out. I'm going to let the good guys stay in. But you're going to have to fund it. And then he said this. What a good comment. Without borders, we don't have a country. Now, you can be open borders. You can talk to me about, oh, they're so good about it in Britain and all these other places. What he was saying is, if you just let people come across your borders and you don't bring them in through the legal system, you don't have a country. You want to have open borders? We have open borders through our legal immigration system. If we were shutting people out and saying we don't want anybody, which for the record, there are some people out there going, do we really need any more of these folks? And I don't necessarily blame them. But what Trump is saying, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. Argue against that. You say, I have a house. Okay, if you don't have a fence and you leave your doors open, is it really your house if you invite everybody in? Or is it a community house? Because most people I know, they know the dividing lines. If they didn't matter, ask yourself this question. Why do we have the border? Why is it that we know exactly where Mexico begins and America begins? Because we have a border. And if that border is not recognized and people are just crossing it, and coming from one sovereign nation into another, do you really, well, for all intents and purposes, just call it United States of Mexico? Because let's annex Mexico. I'm not advocating for this, but we might as well annex them because that's essentially the way they're behaving. This is ridiculous. Anyway, it's perfectly set up. Democrats are in big trouble over this. And what does Chuck Schumer say? Oh, it's out of left field. This is crazy. He wants to shut down the government. And Trump is, what's funny about it is Trump makes no bones about it. I will shut down the government. I don't care. I'm right on the issue. I framed it in such a way, it doesn't matter how you do it, it's going to look bad on you. That is truly the rock in the hard place. I've talked about this before. This is brilliant. And what's funny to me is the Fox News guy saying it came out of left field, that the Democrats don't know what's going on. This is quintessential Donald Trump. This is a guy who says, you know, oh, you thought we were just going to talk about government shutdown. No, we're going to mix it with DACA. Dun, 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 dun. And then, I forget the guy, the reporter, older guy at Fox, but he alludes at the end that, well, Schumer alludes that Trump is standing by himself. He's the only one that wants this. And what Schumer doesn't understand is Trump doesn't care if he's standing by himself. But what the reporter at the very end, when he talks about Donald Trump as throwing these guys for a loophole, that was what I found actually most interesting. He alludes that Trump lied about a little more time. He didn't. Trump did exactly what he said he was going to do. This goes back to me telling you, Trump's not, he's ambiguous a little bit. He says, if you need a little more time, we'll use it. I want to get a deal done. If you need a little more time, we'll get it. We'll ask for it. He's given them a little more time. That's what he came back and he did. That's what cracks me up about him. They'll say, well, he's lying. He said he was going to give them more time. Yeah. He said he was going to give them more time. He gave them more time. Now they've got an ultimatum. And here's what I want you to watch as this plays out leading into March 5th or whatever the date is. Watch how this plays out. Because you're watching a guy who really knows how to negotiate a deal. And I'm not trying to overplay this. The reason why I can talk about this way is I've done deals like this at the level of major corporations. I'm talking about having to sell multi-million dollar deals. And I'm telling you, watching Trump do this is truly masterful. You're going to watch the Democrats slowly start. Chuck Schumer says, oh, he's out in left field. Watch how far out in left field Trump is, because if he's out in left field, let me tell you what. I believe Trump is standing on home plate after knocking a home run, because these guys are going to, over the next whatever, close to a month, they're going to slowly start to crack. And you will watch. I'm going to predict it. Trump gets, I don't know what's going to happen with the budget. But before March 5th hits, he will have a DACA deal in place that has the wall, that gets rid of the visas, the visa lottery, and what's the other one? There's 3 points that I feel like Rick Perry. Long story short, ends a chain migration. He's going to have all of those deals with the wall. And he'll let these guys come in. They will not be able to bring in their parents and whatever else. And I mean, or their uncles and grandparents and all these other things. And that'll be the end of it. And we will have solved our immigration issue. And here's what the Democrats are afraid of. They know this ends the gravy train. There's no other group of people that they can bring over and manipulate like they can the Mexicans. That's why they're fighting this tooth and nail, even though they've said that they've agreed to.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.